Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
Since its inception in 2022, CFRC Power Plays has become the number one destination for all things Queens football. And that is a touchdown for the Gales! With over 50 million lifetime views, CFRC Power Plays is the defining voice in Queens football coverage.
Looking for Nico Quaymo! Quaymo! My goodness! Nico Quaymo with a touchdown!
Follow us today on Instagram at CFRC Power Plays, your number one spot for rock solid football action.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local act Restless Endangerment called Lilac. Restless Endangerment's lo-fi indie pop sound is captured in Lilac, their debut home-recorded, self-produced track, which aims to capture the feelings that come with growing up, facing change, and falling in love for the first time after heartbreak. The band's debut single is out now on all platforms and was celebrated at a June 6th release party at Next Church with fellow local rockers Interrobang and Two Time. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Lilac by Restless Endangerment on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Should have been different. I started to wonder if I'm supposed to accept what I have or try to make it better. I think I can. What do you think?
You Help Me.
Cause every time it's spring again, those lilacs are in the air. I see you in that purple dress, and the sun lights up your hair. Sit with me, gaze up the sky. Tell me what's on your mind. Cause when I am with you, I see a world so brand new. 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 I see a world so brand new.
You can't handle me. Hold up. Ain't you Nathaniel B?
What is it?
Get the
tune in at Wednesdays at 2 p.m. from the program. I, your host Nate, will go over a variety of different genres and themes. I sometimes call my friends and do dumb stuff, and if you guys like dumb stuff, you're gonna love my show. So yeah, Wednesdays, 2, be them.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by rockers The Winter in Canada called Wolves. This high-octane alt-rock track with punk edges and soaring vocals balances raw fury with undeniable hooks. Built on distorted guitars, driving bass, and thunderous drums, Wolves captures the chaos and clarity of confronting the people in power and realizing they'll let you down. Fans of Foo Fighters, Soundgarden, and Queens of the Stone Age will feel right at home with The Winter in Canada, known for their rock live sets and blazing musicianship. Their new single, Wolves, is a statement of intent, loud, passionate, and impossible to ignore. Stay tuned for their new album to be released in July. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Wolves by The Winter in Canada on your favorite platforms and enjoy it with us here now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yeah, let's go.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Cataraqui on Anishinaabe and Haudenosaunee land.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a track from One More Day, the debut EP from local indie rockers Carnelian. The new EP captures the ache of parting ways and the beauty of what once was. Born from their time together in Kingston, the song traces the bittersweet sentiment of graduation, the lingering effects of broken relationships, and a quiet uncertainty about what's next. Overall, One More Day distills the band's undergraduate years into musical snapshots, a time and place preserved in something lasting and worth remembering. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via Visit Kingston Music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream One More Day by Carnelian on your favorite platforms and enjoy a selection from it called Right Lane with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Never left this town. Never left this town.
You're listening to Kingston's only campus community radio station, broadcasting 24/7, 365 on 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca. Tune in for the best local programming.
CFRC 101.9 FM is so thrilled to announce the launch of our brand new accessible website at cfrc.ca. Get your local news, stream your favorite shows, and stay up to date with upcoming events. You can share news tips, book a recording studio, request a PSA for airplay, and oh so much more. CFRC.ca was made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada and our amazing funding drive donors. Thank you so much.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local EDM artist Yuta Monique. The new track called Is This Mind Control showcases Yuta Monique's signature blend of high-energy beats and infectious melodies. The song also captures the spirit of the genre, inviting listeners to move, connect, and get lost in the rhythm. Drawing inspiration from the values of EDM culture, including peace, love, unity, and respect, Yuta Monique's song celebrates the way music brings people of all ages, backgrounds, and identities together in a shared experience of joy and unity. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Is This Mind Control by Yuta Monique on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Thank you. thought that calls me back to my bed. You are the tattoo that I gained from the bed. But forget it, I don't care.
Kingston. Looking for the latest in arts and culture? Join me, Ellie Sturton, Friday 3 to 4 p.m. for the Kingston Curator. Featuring interviews with artists themselves, I'll explore what's happening around town. From live music and theater to gallery shows, festivals, and more. Catch it live on CFRC 101.9 FM, stream at cfrc.ca, or listen anytime on the CFRC Podcast Network. The Kingston Curator, your backstage pass to Kingston's creative scene.
I had to know how rock and rollers made that game. CFRC 101.9 FM every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m. You'll hear Finding a Voice. My name is Bruce, host of that poetry-focused spoken word program. On it, you'll hear local readings and events, occasionally telephoned interviews across Canada, and always a touch of music. Again, Finding a Voice, here every Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. Check it out. Hope to catch you there.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Beyond the Years, an arrangement of a choral piece by Matthew Lyon Hazard, a Filipino-American composer. This song was performed by the Queen's Choral Ensemble in 2023 and was arranged for a vocal, piano, and cello trio performed by three Queen's students, Natalie McLagan, Delphine Wallace, and David E., also known as Sheep in Wolf's Clothing. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Beyond the Years by Matthew Lyon Hazard and performed by the Queen's Choral Ensemble on your favorite platforms, and enjoy it with us now here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Friday evenings at 6 p.m. here on CFRC, listen to Saltwater Music, a show covering all musical genres from the East Coast to Canada. Celtic, of course, but also rock, jazz, blues, folk, and a lot more. I'm your host, Rob Carnell. Tune in to Saltwater Music Friday evening from 6 to 8 here on CFRC 101.9 FM. Or you can catch us on the web at www.cfrc.ca. And for our listeners out east, that's 7 p.m. Atlantic and 7:30 Newfoundland.
Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present a new single by local musician Shep de Cuisine. The new track called A Song of Summer is a bright, feel-good track about chasing the sunshine to your favorite spots with your favorite people. You can check out other great singles this artist has created on his website, shepdecuisine.com, or via Instagram at shepdecuisine, many with a distinct hometown feel, like his song The Downtown Scene, paying homage to the great musicians of Kingston. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission for on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream A Song of Summer by Shep de Cuisine on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Sundays at 11 p.m. for Orchestral Maneuvers After Dark with me, DJ Squared. Each episode features a great mix of new and vintage, Canadian and international, new wave, punk, post-punk, garage rock, pop, electronica, ambient, and even the occasional remix. Sweet beats are in store for all to enjoy. Join in the fun, OMD, every Sunday at 11 right here on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Howdy, friends and listeners of the Wayback Country Jamboree. Yes, this here is your old host with the most country western music, Johnny Woodlaw. Inviting y'all to join me and my many legendary guests every Sunday from 8 to 11 over CFRC 101.9 FM. Remember, this is where real country music lives every Sunday from 8 to 11. Y'all stay tuned now, you hear?
You are listening to CFRC Radio from Queen's University in Kingston, Ontario, 101.9 FM and CFRC.ca.
Visit The Screening Room, Kingston's only independent movie theater located downtown at 120 Princess Street. They specialize in playing art house, international classic, and cult cinema, along with Hollywood's best new releases. People also always say they have the best popcorn in town. Visit Screening Room at screeningroom.com for upcoming show dates and ticket information. Coming up now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present Seth W.J. Hunt's new single, Avenue B. Written during a stay in a Manhattan hotel, the track draws clear inspiration from early 2000s New York rock, particularly The Strokes with its sharp guitars and upbeat distorted rhythm. Avenue B reflects Hunt's connection to the city and tackles themes of love and having fun with friends. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Avenue B by Seth W.J. Hunt on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
CFRC 101.9 FM. This is Whiplash. I'm taking over a little bit early. It was supposed to be a little bit earlier, but I graduated today, and the ceremony, as usual, always goes way too long. It felt like a century, and I'm starving. But yeah, this is Whiplash with your host, Aaron, and I have some very, very special guests as well. If you want to introduce yourself.
Hello. My name's Claire, and I'm Erin's auntie.
Yeah. And she got joined by a few other people, my mom and dad, who have been here for my birthday last year, which I obviously know that you have tuned into, because you're here every single Friday with me. This was supposed to be a two-hour special, but like I said, you can't predict everything, so I hope you enjoy what I have to play for the next hour and 18 minutes, and you're okay with the fact that I kind of jumped on a little early, kind of late, but early, and then after that, we'll be the regularly scheduled Kingston corridor or current, something like that. But yes, the curation today is I only have one song that I picked, or two, maybe two songs that I picked. So I know you'll love those, but the rest was chosen by my family in the studio today and some of our favorite songs that usually gets played. when we have a few drinks. But yeah, so I really hope that you enjoy, and we will get back and chit-chat a little bit when everyone gets a little bit more comfortable. But up first is The Guns of Brixton by The Clash, followed by one of the best songs that the Arctic Monkeys have ever put out off of their first album, Whatever People Say I Am, That's What I'm Not, which I still argue is their best album, even though some people seem to really like their new stuff, but I don't know, not my kind of thing. And then a song by The Stone Roses, which is my dad's favorite band. I've actually been listening to a lot of The Stone Roses recently. And then after that is The Best by Tina Turner, because that's what she is, the best. This is Whiplash on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Oh, but it's rare to remember that on a day like today when you're home, argumentative, and you've got the face on. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry. To get things off the ground, and it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
Bones of an impressive romance, scattered all across the sand, a secret safe with all the world, too vain to seem so capable. Kiss the
just heard The Best by Tina Turner, which has very significant meaning in our family. That one was for my granddad. And then before that was All Across the Sands by The Stone Roses off of Sally Cinnamon. And that was my dad's pick.
Yeah, absolutely. A very iconic band. They got back together, 2018, 2019, but yet again had to disband shortly after through, some friendship battles. Ian Brown is one of my heroes as an artist. Not just with the Stone Roses, does his own individual stuff. And then, The Clash is also a very iconic band as well. Again, not with each other for very long. But
yeah, everyone just started collecting records. I feel like we're all competing against each other now to see what each other have, and we all want what everyone else has. And I know that that London Calling is one of the ones that you got.
I did. I just bought it probably a couple of months ago. Just as I say, the album itself is very iconic, not just for the actual music on it, but the actual... the actual artistry on the front cover as well, with the strummer actually smashing his guitar. So, yeah, it's pretty cool.
There you go. And then before that, we heard Marty Bum by Arctic Monkeys off of their debut album. And that one was for my Uncle Jamie, who unfortunately was not able to make it out here with my aunt, unfortunately.
Yes, unfortunately, he was not able to come through and celebrate with you today, but he is with you in spirit, and no doubt.